you know, for most of them, it looks not very hopeful at the moment because things are proceeding so fast with the tyranny escalation.
Mm-hmm.
And with the fact that millions of people are lining up for this potentially deadly injection too, which is pretty amazing. It's a testament to media and education and how brainwashed people have become.
It really
but
is, yeah.
There's a positive side, and there are options on that chessboard puzzle to still win this game. And maybe a couple of minutes about why you don't think it's hopeless at this point.
Well, yeah, it's hard to be optimistic without being realistic.
Right.
I think you have to be both. And the optimistic part is that, yes, you can conceive of a very clear path to win this thing. That's optimism. And realism means that, yes, it's possible, it can be done, but the rest of the realism is that there's going to be a price to pay. We've gone so far the other way now,
yeah,
that in order to overcome these forces that are entrenched and which have such powerful levers of coercion over us, not only physical in terms of police and military and that, but over our food supply and things like that, and now our health care. And they may be able to throw very serious restrictions on travel. I mean, you might not even be allowed to travel 3 miles from your home without a permit, things like that.
Vaccine passport and stuff like that.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
They're also taking out the value from the money very quickly.
Yeah. So all of those things have to be considered. So that means that we've gone so far now that we can't reverse that without leaving a wound. It's like pulling an arrow out of your body. It goes in easier than it comes out.
Yeah.
But still, you can pull it out, and it's going to be painful as all hell, and going to have a gap there. But you can live, and return to normal health again.
Yeah.
So as long as we realize that this is a realistic point of view, and we're not afraid of it. I mean, that doesn't mean we welcome it, no, but
right,
we're not afraid of it because we know this is what humans have to do periodically throughout history if they want to survive. They have to overcome obstacles just like this. So
that's
it's
right.
Our turn. It's our turn. So once we get that right mindset that it's our turn, and thank God we're born in this period of history, because now we have a chance looking back to see what went wrong with this last experiment called the American Constitution.
Right.
It was pretty good for a beta model, but now we see how it can be patched up the next time around. Next time it'll last not 120 years, maybe it'll last 500 years before these suede-shoe con artists figure out a way to get around it. And then that generation will have to patch it up and improve it. And then the next time it'll maybe last 2,000 years and so forth. It's a progression, you know? And we're in that progression. I think we should be grateful to be chosen to be here at this time in history.
That's the movie stars that are fun to watch in an action movie are not the kind that just fall on the ground and say, everything's hopeless, we're dead, you know. I mean, not as much anyway.
Yeah.
It's the ones that say, you know, what was that in the Korean War somewhere that they reported, the scouts reported back to that commander in the field, sir, we're totally surrounded, and say, great, we can attack in all directions.
Yeah, that was... A general, oh golly, I'll think of his name in a bit.
Was that Korea?
Yeah, it was. Anyway, yeah, so he's quoted in different ways. The version I heard is that we're surrounded. We must not let them get away.
Yeah, exactly. It really illustrates two optional attitudes. And I mean, why destroy yourself? Why defeat yourself with the wrong attitude, right? Because...
Right.
It's always possible something good could happen. And we don't know what the outcome's going to be.
We don't know. And miracles happen. If anybody wants encouragement, just get the history books out and read the story of George Washington crossing the Delaware. What was that, Christmas? The day before Christmas.
That was during the mini ice age, too, and there were chunks of ice in there.
Oh, very cold. And the war was over. I mean, the Americans were defeated. That was the last day of recruitment. On New Year's Day, I think it was, their recruitment was over, and a lot of the guys who had, they were packing up what few belongings they had to get ready to go home, you know?
Yeah.
The war was over. And Washington says, come on, man, let's try this one more time. They're not expecting us to attack. I mean, we're defeated, right? Let's show
them.
Was
that on Christmas or close to Christmas?
Yeah, it was, well, New Year's, actually, I think it was.
New Year's, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the Hessians and the British were all drunk. They'd been celebrating.
Right, right.
And the sun peeked over the horizon, and boom, they fired the cannon down the street. And
yeah.
All the drunken soldiers came out of their beds trying to pull their pants on, and didn't know what the hell right. was going on. Fled into the woods, and it was a rout.
Wasn't as helpless as people thought.
No. So things happen.
Yeah. And you know, no matter how much you patch up the Constitution, too, the element that makes it work, as Franklin referred to, is he called it an educated populace, but I'd call it wisdom, you know, because what you need to do is prevent it from being infiltrated with negative intent by people.
Yeah, and you can't really prevent it, but what you can do is allow freedom of choice and expose it.
Okay.
And let people choose against it.
Right.
I mean, once you say, well, we've got to prevent the improper information, now we're on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of interesting issues like freedom of the press, because yeah. right now that's been used to bring in brainwashing universally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I have no question in my mind that you can have any two ideas, one being false and one being true. Let them both be heard, and truth will prevail.
Yeah, that's a good closing note to prelude or preview the beginning of a much deeper investigation into the whole thing and putting it into practice primarily. Mm-hmm. And let's remind people of redpillexpo.org to keep up with everything that's going on and see about the upcoming event.
Yes, and I'd like to remind people, of course, we know that most cannot make the trip to Rapid City, but right. we have a very reasonable live stream. So check it out. You're just like sitting there in the front row at the
wow.
Theater, you'll see the whole shebang.
And how many days does it go for?
It's 2 days.
It's
June the 5th and 6th.
Mm-hmm. So if you buy the live stream, you have access for some time afterwards.
Yeah, a whole month afterwards.
Okay, good.
And quite often we extend that a little bit too if people need some more time. We want people to see it.
Yeah, so, that's the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that you can see it live and then for at least a whole month afterwards.
Wow.
And then from there, it'll go to the Red Pill University archives. And eventually a whole world will be able to see it. So it's not that we're trying to hold it back and make money on it. We just want to, you know, reward those people that send us a few dollars so we can put the event on. So we'll let them see it first.
And then when you come back and we get into depth in the Red Pill University, we'll go into the class offerings and learning situations that are available there. Right?
Yeah, they're pretty simple, Richard. There are no classes or anything, and it's just that everything is available. Everything we have is on the university to the world.
Okay.
Only reason that we ask, even talk about money, is because we ask for those people who want to help us and who can afford to become patrons.
Right.
So they help us, but the world gets a free ride. We don't want to hold this information back. It's all pushed out.
So is this like a huge video library of all this stuff that people
That's how it is right now. It's already, I think, the largest collection of information of this kind in the world.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, everybody should look into that. Does that have a separate URL for people?
Well, that's redpilluniversity.org.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So Expo and University.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. We're making history. We really
are. Exactly. Everybody can join in with that too.
Yeah.
So hold on. We'll say goodbye in the break here.